TJ Lang's back was bothering him today. He actually had a pretty good collision yesterday at practice, so we sat him today. I haven't had an update on where he is or have an idea based on his availability for tomorrow's game.
Mike, do you know about any of your injured guys for tomorrow yet? Have you made any decisions on the
game? No, we haven't. That's really what we do this afternoon. We got the players. We'll correct the film today, review the game plan one more time, and I think our staff visits with the media at 3, and I think we have a 4 o'clock staff meeting.
What were your overall thoughts of practice today?
Today was a review day. It was our first time in helmets. I thought it didn't start the way it probably needed to, but I thought it definitely finished the way. I thought the last drill, the last two team periods were outstanding. I mean, especially for, being on second day, working cards, working the opponent stuff, the tempo and the substitutions and, the basic mechanics that can never waver regardless of how you're dressed as a football team. So I thought we did a good job as practice moved on.
Mike, as a coach, is that nice to see when you have to jump them a little bit and yell at them that they would respond that way and deliver that kind of practice?
Well, I mean, it's all part of it. I mean, it's all part of learning how to practice together. I mean, it's where we are as a football team, and it's everybody has a job responsibility, and at the end of the day, my responsibility is make sure practice looks a certain way.
Mike, are you going to change any of your game day operations as to who's upstairs, who's on the field, that kind of thing with your staff?
No, I mean our staff hasn't changed, so our operation will be pretty much the same as last year.
Mike, Andrew Dadko, do you know what's going on with him?
Yes, Andrew missed practice today because he has a concussion.
Do you expect Lane Taylor back tomorrow?
Yes. Yeah, Lane missed practice today because of a personal issue.
Personals. What was the challenge like today, just going with the 9 offensive linemen?
It's definitely not where you want to be. I mean, obviously, if we line up tomorrow with 9 offensive linemen, we're going to have, a player or two play positions that they haven't had a lot of reps in. So that goes back to why you rep the offensive line the way you do, because it's situations like this, and any time a player can show more value as far as his flexibility within his position, within his unit, definitely helps him.
Like, it was relatively warm out there today. In terms of weather, do you want some of these dog days to come where it's 90 degrees, or would you rather have kind of a camping fan weather-wise?
I'm fine with the weather. I look at the schedule just like everybody does every year, but really I look at where we're playing early. I think it's always important to be in tune with that, as far as, catching a day out there in San Francisco. Hopefully we might get a couple hot days here for a preseason game. Kansas City's has a chance to be warm. You want a little bit of that. Ultimately it's not, studies will tell you it's not the best thing for your team. So the ability to practice in heat and I think that equates to being a better conditioned team is not true. So, I mean, you have to look at all the information that we look at and tells you where your team is as far as being in shape. So, I've actually liked the weather.
Michael, are you thinking now, do you think number one offense with Aaron
will play? Oh, yeah, our number ones will definitely start the game. But how much – everybody will play. That's what we'll sit down. We had a preliminary meeting on it yesterday, and you always wait till you get through the last practice because we've all been there.
Mike, do you think Vince has done enough where he might be able to get into the game? Has he learned? Has he been able to assimilate anything to play in a game?
Yeah, my goal with Vince is to play him in the game tomorrow. He's definitely playing uphill right now, and that's just from the mental transition that he's going through, and frankly, it's the responsibility of the coaching staff, particularly myself, calling the game to get him comfortable where he can just go play. So that's what we'll be working on here in the next 30 plus hours.
What's the plan for the kickers, Mike? Are you going to alternate them?
Exactly how we'll alternate the kickers, that hasn't been finalized, but we're going to obviously try to keep the competition as far as opportunities as balanced as possible.
Mike, you still feel okay about Lacey's hamstring?
I'm sorry?
Do You still feel like Lacy's hamstring is not anything to do
with it? You know, he didn't practice today, so, I mean, he's definitely a concern for tomorrow.
Where are Dorsey? I'm sorry, go
ahead. Across the league, there are a lot of personalities, and look at me, look at me. It seems like that's not the case here with this program and this training camp. How do you nip that in the butt?
Well, I don't nip it in the butt. I mean, I think it's a product of your culture. I mean, every coach, every player, every support staff member, and I can express to you clearly, everybody in football operation understands the importance of, you know, the value of being a Green Bay Packer. I mean, that's the way we operate, whether people like it or not. You know, we do not do anything to jeopardize that. So that's number one. The brand name of the Green Bay Packers is something that all our players are educated on. And then from that, the development of your individual brand, hey, go for it, you know. But long as it doesn't ever jeopardize the brand of the Green Bay Packers. That's the only message I've ever given to our team on a consistent basis. And our guys are in tune with that.
Are Dorsey or Johnson anywhere close to getting out there?
I couldn't tell you. I mean, they're making progress is really the information I've been giving on both those guys.
Mike, was that the plan today for Cobb to do a little bit more than he did yesterday? Not a whole heck of a lot?
Yes. I mean, well, really, Randall's work today wasn't more medical. It was more really with the ones and, you know, trying to get the guys ready who you're going to think play. And, you know, that's always a moving target, especially when, you know, you show up and you're short two linemen that you weren't expecting to be short today. So, you know, we're just trying to get guys ready to play in this game tomorrow.
Can you get all four quarterbacks in, or do you think it was three?
I'm hopeful to play all four. My goal is for everybody to play tomorrow. I think it's important. And these men have been here in the spring. You know, it's an evaluation process. Yes, I understand that. But I'm also cognizant of the fact that, you know, every man has family. And I'm sure their family's here at Lambeau Field. And, you know, my goal is to make sure everybody plays. Well, I wouldn't say an increased importance. I mean, if you do the math, definitely, it definitely aligns with your question, because preseason games have always been the tiebreaker. I mean, it's the real action. It's what you put the most stock in. It's as far as when you're evaluating every player. It's what generates the most conversation when you get in the room with the coaching staff and then also with the personnel department. So, at the end of the day, it's about your game tape. I mean, that's the most important thing you do, and it's no different than a normal week in the NFL. I mean, you work Monday through Saturday, and it's all very important, but the most important day is Sunday.
Mike, there's reports out there that the Wisconsin Badgers are going to play here. What is your opinion on opening up the doors to college teams playing at Lambeau Field?
Well, I know how Ted wants me to answer that, but I'm going to take the high road and say, hey, it's great. It'd be great to have the Badgers play at Lambeau Field. So just don't screw up our grass.
Mike, how tough is it for a quarterback at this level to really improve their accuracy? I mean, is that something you're more born with, or is that something?
No, I think throwing a football is no different than, you know, a golf swing or, you know, a kicker. You know, accuracy improvement, it's the fundamentals of throwing are things that we work on all the time. It's something that we work on exclusively in the off season, as far as breaking each quarterback down, each quarterback's throwing motion down. We have a procedure we refer to as the quarterback profile. We have a profile on every quarterback that's been through here, his throwing motions, the improvements that we make to his throwing motions, and you know, some guys have minor adjustments. Some guys have had major adjustments, so it's definitely something you can improve on.
Facing the Cardinals tomorrow night, a couple of their marquee players that your guys get to go up against, and do you expect an offense that was similar to what the Colts had last year?
Yeah, Bruce Arians has been in this league a long time. I think that, you know, the way he approaches offenses is not going to change in Arizona. I mean, he knows our scheme very well, you know, all his years in Pittsburgh, and you know, they did a good job against us in Indianapolis last year. So this will be a challenge for our football team schematically. And, you know, anytime you play a new coaching staff, especially in their first game, I mean, there's going to be some things out there that our guys haven't been prepared for. And frankly, I think it's great for us because at the end of the day, it's not about scheme. It's about fundamentals in football. And that's been a common theme throughout training camp. And Arizona will definitely present that to us.
Two more. Mike, because of your offense and the regulars getting limited snaps, what do you hope for them to accomplish in a limited amount of time for the regulars on offense?
Score points. I mean, we're about scoring points. You know, it's – you know, we're not going to count the runs and count the passes. We approach the game the same way every time we play. And you know, so when the number one offense comes out, we're going to go about it no different tomorrow as we would any other game. Now, once I get past them, play calling would probably tilt in, you know, a certain way based on who's in the game or, you know, like I talked about, I think yesterday or the day before. It's important to create opportunities for as many players as you possibly can to get as much information as you can. And that's ultimately what I'll try to do.
How do you manage a guy like Bakhtiari who just kind of got thrust into that role but needs as many reps as he can?
Well, I mean, that's a great question. I mean, how much do you play David? You know, David needs to play. So and that'll be part of our conversation today as a coaching staff because, you know, he needs to learn to play the position at this level of speed and see the things that he's going to see in week one. So how much we'll play him, I mean, we'll try to be smart about it, but he's obviously going to play a lot more than Josh Sitton and those guys.